Extension service seeing cuts as well. Hello and welcome, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Max. Despite the economic setbacks, the University of Tennessee Extension Service is still out there helping farmers and homeowners with practical advice and real solutions to their issues. But they, too, have had to face shrinking budgets. Dean of Extension, Dr. Tim Cross.
Like other state agencies, like other parts of higher ed, we're being asked to look at and reduce our budget where we can to make some cuts and some reductions that will hopefully not impact our services too negatively. But I believe with any state program, we need to do our part. We need to, like any farm, look for opportunities to become more efficient and trim things where possible.
Dr. Cross says farmers are inherently working to reduce their costs to help boost their bottom line, but one thing that is sometimes overlooked is staying healthy physically.
We try to encourage farmers right now certainly to be looking at anything they do to control costs, to increase productivity, but in a cost-effective manner. But we're also making sure that our farm families have the same family challenges that other families face. So taking care of business at home is important as well. Taking care of health at a time when we're undergoing stress is always important.
Dr. Cross says it was a difficult decision, but because of budget concerns and the need for extensive renovations, last month UT announced its plans to close the Buford Ellington 4-H Center in West Tennessee in Milan after nearly 50 years of service.
The good news is we have three other 4-H centers across the state. They are able to accommodate the total campers from across the state that we typically serve, and we're going to do our very best to continue to camp each and every child that has an interest in summer camp. In the meantime, I'm looking forward a year or two down the road to be able to focus on development of a new facility for West Tennessee.
Dean of UT Extension, Dr. Tim Cross. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.